We are starting Mesechtes Chulin from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hakel Shechtim, everyone is capable of shechting, v'shchitos on kshera, and the shchita is kosher, chutz mecheresh shoite v'kotten, shema yikalkulu es shchitosam. Maybe there'll be mekalkul their shchita, and if we see on the side, there's a girse, shema yikalkulu bishchitosam. And as the sugi will progress, we'll perhaps understand the chilik between these two girsois. V'kulon sheshochtu v'acherim royin oison shchitosam kshera. Everyone who shechted, and there's others who are observing their shchita, so then the shchita is kosher. Zot Rashi, hakel shechtim, kol heched, the toni, hakel, all the mishnayis, that it starts off with a hakel, kulu maisilu bishmaita kamaisa de erchin, the beginning of Maseches Erchin, the Gemara brings all these mishnayis. Meforish hakel lasuye mai. What is the hakel marbe? Vahakel shechtim demasnisim. That what the Mishnah says, that everyone is capable of shechting. Pligibo amiroi bigmore. Lamar lasuye tomei bechulin. That according to one man, the Yomar, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a tomei is permitted to shecht chulin shenaso al paris hakodesh, and we're not afraid that he was metame the bosor ulamar lasuye kusi oimumar, and we'll understand this better as we learn the sugya. Vekulon bigmore meforish mai vekulon. What is the vekulon marbe? Let us see Taisvis hakel sheichtin. Kosef behilches Eretz Yisrael, the noshim lo yishchatu. Now, the Mordechai brings down this hilches Eretz Yisrael was a sefer written by Rabbi Eldad ben Machli, who came from the Aseres HaShvotim. It's a sefer kadmoin ma'oit, and he brings dvorim that Yeshua said, mipi Moshe, mipi Agvure. And there are Mishunadike Chumris in the Sefer. And Taisvis brings down one halacha, which it says in the Sefer, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the Noshim lo yishchatu, that women should not shecht. Mibnei shedaton kalois, because by their das is daton kalois. Now, I'd like to elaborate for 1 minute. The Drisha in Simen Aleph brings down from the Beis Yosef, what does it mean, daton kalois? Shemo yisalfu. They might become faint, bishas the shchita, and if they become faint, there could occur psulim in the shchita. The Beis Yosef is mekasher shemo yisalfu with the word of daiton kalois. So the drisha is ma'orer. He says if the chesorin is shemo yisalfu, so the sibbe is not daiton kalois. No, it should have said libon rakois. They have a rachalevov, so when they'll see blood, so they might get faint. Not daiton kalois. He says the translation of daiton kalois would seem they're not nizer, they're not medagdik b'mitzvahs. So the Drisha wants to say, he brings a loshen, he says, and Taisvis doesn't mention shemo yisalfu. Taisvah says daton kalois. So the Beis Yosef is mekasher shedaton kalois shemo yisalfu. So he brings a loshen of the smag. The smag says noshim lo yishchetu shemo yisalfu mibnei shedaton kalois. So he brings the loshen of the smag. It would seem that shemo yisalfu is because of daton kalois. And the Drisha says, "V'nira lefi ani yizdaiti de tzorech loyma umipnei utreitaimikoma. So the Drishi says, lemaise, there are two reasons why the Hilchis Eretz Yisrael held that Noshim should not shech. Reason number one is Shemo Yisalfu, since they might get faint from the Maise Shchite and becoming faint will passel the Shchite. And then, Vidaton Kalis. Umipnei Shedaton Kalis, that means they're not Nizer and they're not Medagdik in the Halachis. So because of these two reasons, Noshim should not shech, and the way Tosis brings it down, should not shech lechatchila. Ve'ein nireh. And Tosis says, I wish to disagree that Bavli, the Zichah, not hold like these halachas. Da'afilu b'mugdoshim, afilu by korbonis, shech tois lechatchila, kidamrinen perik kol hapsulim, kol hapsulim. Now let us just say what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about the Shechita of Kochim. So the Mishnah says as follows. Kol hapsulim sheshochatu, shechitoson ksheira. The Shechita is ksheira. Shashchito ksheira bezorim ubenoshim ubaavodim ubetmei. So the Mishnah tells us that Shechitas Korbonis is kosher with Zorim, Noshim, Avodim, Utmei. Now, the Gemara in Mesechtes Zvachim has a problem. Why does it say a Loshen Dievet? Kol Hapsulim Sheshochtu Dievet En Lechatchil Oloi. It would seem Davke, but Dievet it's kosher. Now, the Mishnah enumerates. We're speaking about Zorim, Noshim, Avodim, Utmeim. Why does it say b'diyevet? Oremini v'shochat melamed shashchita ksheira b'zor. We learn out from the word of v'shochat that zor is kosher to shecht. So why does it say in the Mishnah loshim b'diyevet? Kol hapsulim sheshochtu shchitoson ksheira. B'diyevet it's kosher. Umishani, so the Gemara answers, hu adin dafilo lechatchila. Lechatchila, it's also kosher. Why does it say a loshen b'diyevet ela mishum deboi lemisnei tomei b'mugdoshim? The Mishnah, one of the psulim who's posel la'avoide with niskosha l'shchita, speaking about a tomei. The lechatchila loy a tomei lechatchila should not shecht. Why? Because it's a scary affair. A tomei, during the process of shchita, he might touch the bosa, he passes the kolben, so a tomei should not shecht lechatchila. Mishum de boi le misnei tomei b'migdoshim de lechatchila loy. He says, in all these psulim, one of the psulim is tomei, toni nami sheshochtu. That's why it says a loshim b'diyeb. That's the Gemara Mesechtes Vachim. So the whole reason it says Aloshim b'diyeved is because one of the psulim is a tomei, and a tomei is not allowed to shech lechatchila. Like Taisvis Anshuldik, in the psulim there's Noshim also. Now, if we'll say, like the Hilchis Eretz Yisrael, that Noshim lechatchila not allowed to shech tafilu by chulin, so koshkein kochim, whatever, they might make a posel l'shchita, and if they might make a posel l'shchita because they're not nizer, or because they might become faint. So if an isha l'chatchila shouldn't shech by chulin, so by kochim about the gemishi shouldn't shech. So posel, we have a kolben over here. So l'chatchila shizicha shouldn't shech. So why did the gemara mesechtes vachim say, you know why it said aloshim b'diyavid? Because of tomei. And Shuldik, say because of Noshim, according to the Hilchus Eretz Yisrael. The Lechatchila loy toni nami sheshochtu, v'loy koma mishum deboi lemisnei Noshim, the tanul ubereisha. Why didn't the Gemara say, Noshim, the tanul ubereisha? Alavadai mishum de Noshim shaytes lechatchila filu b'migdoshim. There's no such problem of Shema Yisalfu, there's no such problem of Daitan Kalis. So Memele, if the Gemara wanted to understand why it says Aloshim B'diyevet, so it's only because of Tomei. Elavadai mishum denoshim shaychtes l'chadchila afilu b'mikdoshim. Period. So this is a ray from the Gemara in Zvochim that noshim can shecht l'chadchila. Now, this has a shtickle problem. If noshim can shecht l'chadchila, so why didn't our Mishnah mention this? Hakol shaychtem echad anoshim v'echad noshim. Why didn't our Mishnah say this? Kedektoni b'tmure. By tmura it says, hakel memirim, everyone can make a tmura, echad anoshim v'echad anoshim. If we'll say that noshim are equivalent to anoshim, and they can l'chatchila shech, so the Mishnah should have mentioned it. Bohoda l'ektoni hakel shechtim, echad anoshim v'echad anoshim, kedektoni b'tmura, hosem itzterech l'misnaya. By tmura, it has to tell us that an isha is capable of making a tmura. Kedem meforish bereish tmura, mishum dechol ha-parsha kula nemra b'loshin zocher. Since the whole parsha was said b'loshin zocher, the parsha of tmura, so one might come to think that an isha is not capable of making a tmura. So there the Mishnah had to explain that Hakel memirim echad anoshim v'echad noshim. Avol hocha, when it comes to shchite, ein chiddush beisha yoisa mibeish. But here it fakert the yisaidis of the hilchos Eretz Yisrael, not shu noshim azehirais, ein datam kalois, they're not misalfais. So it is not necessary at all for the Mishnah to tell us that Anisha is kosher l'chatchila teshech. So therefore the Mishnah didn't mention it. And Tmura it was necessary to mention because the parsha is Nemra b'loshin zocha. So now Tosfos has a shtickle problem. If we say that be'inyin shchite Anisha is equivalent to an ish, there's no greyeseb from an isha to an ish. So why in the Mishnah in Zvachim it says kol hapsulim sheshachtu shchitosan ksheira sheshchita ksheira bezorim ubenoshim? Why over there did the Mishnah have to mention that noshim are kosher? Mehichitaisi noshim shouldn't be kosher. Bepeire kol hapsulim gabi kochim itzrach lemisni noshim. Mishum de bishar avoidois noshim psulois afilo kahenais. There the Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush that noshim are kosher to shech, even though we see bishar avoidois noshim are posel, even though they're kahenais. Now I think pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Tosfos, the chiddush of the Mishnah is as follows. We find a very interesting phenomenon. We find that you have a isha that's a kahenes, and she's not a balas mum, and she's not allowed to do the avoide. She's not allowed to do the avoide. Is kan shoyel aben? Why not? What's wrong? Why can't she do the avoide? So we could learn two way from it. We could say, Anisha, she's a kahenes, she has kedushas kune, legabi achilas trume, aber legabi avoide, her kedushas kune is not sufficient in order for her to be able to do the avoide. That's one way we can learn, and it could be that's the emes. That is the emes. That lemaisa, there's a certain kedushas kune la avoide, noshim don't have this. The kedushas kune is legabi achilas trume, not legabi avoide. Legabi avoide, you need a different kedusha. That's one way we can learn. We can learn another way. We can learn, there's one kedushas kune, there's a standard kedushas kune that noshim have, and noshim, it's a standard kedushas kune. Now, if that is the case, so can't shayla ben, so why can't she make kabbalah? Why can't she make avoida? What's wrong? So then one would say, well, that's a good kasha. So al kochach, the Torah passed noshim bekabbalahs. That's al kochach the reason. What's wrong? That means mitzad kedushas kune, she has the same kedushas kune as a zocher is. So why can't she do the avoda? So al kochach, the Torah passed noshim by kabbonis. It's a psul noshim by kabbonis. If that is true, so what will be the din by shchita? By shchita you don't need kohune. But if the lomdus is because the Torah passed noshim by kabbonis, so just like she's puzzled to make a bola, even though she hears all the milas of a kohen, so she's puzzled to make shchita also, because the chesaron is noshim. That's the chesaron. Why can't she make Kabbalah? She has Kedushas Kune, she doesn't have a boom, she's toy. Why can't she do that void? So Al-Kolchok, the psul is because the Torah passed Noshim B'Kabbalahs. So if there's a psul Noshim B'Kabbalahs, so Shechita will also be psul. Because the Chesaron is not Kedushas Kune, the Chesaron is the Torah passed Noshim B'Kabbalahs. Zok the Mishnah, no, that is not pshat. An isha is kosher to shecht a kol. Period. I now can't show you a ben, so why can't she do that avoid it? Because she doesn't have to shecht a kol avoid it. But there the Mishnah felt it necessary to tell us this chiddush that an isha can shecht. Because I would say a different pshat that Anisha, that has Kedushas Kune is possible, there's a psul notion by Kobonis, so that psul would apply by Shechita also. Kamash Malon, that there's no psul of notion by Kobonis. She doesn't have Kedushas Kune l'avoide. So that's why she can't do the avoide. Shemo Yekalkulu. Bigmore, now this Taisvis is, we have to know a little the Gemara further, but I think this Taisvis will be able to understand. Shema yekalkulu. Now, if we would have phrased the Mishnah says as follows: Hakol shechtim u'shchitos on ksheira, chutz micheresh shoite v'kotten. And the Shema is difficult, and the yekalkulu is difficult. It should have said chutz micheresh shoite v'kotten shekilkulu. That means it's apostle l'shchite. It's apostle l'shchite or shema kilkulu. It's apostle l'shchite. Acher shayt v'kotn is apostle l'shchite. It's not kosher. Chutz mecher shayt v'kotn. Shema yikalkulu. Really, the whole shema yikalkulu is miyuta. It should have said hakel shoychtin u'shchitosam ksheira. Chutz mecher shayt v'kotn. Period. So by them it's apostle. The Shema Yekalkulu is Miyuta. And the Gemara later has a problem with this lotion of Shema Yekalkulu. Bigmore Dayik Midiktoni Shema Yekalkulu Vulay Ketoni Shema Kilkulu. But Shema Yekalkulu, it's talking about the Shechted. What's the Yekalkulu? Should have said that the Shechites Apostle Shema Kilkulu. Shmamino ein meisrin lahen chulin lechatchile. The Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush that not only if they shechted, you're not allowed to eat from their shechita shema kilkulu, no ein meisrin lahem chulin lechatchile. Lechatchile, you're not allowed to give them to shecht. Now what does that mean? Uperish hakuntris. Afilu acherim royin oisam. So the Mishnah is telling us two aloches, the way Rashi says pshat. So let's learn again the Mishnah. Hakel shoichtim ishchitosan ksheira. Chutz micheres shoite v'kotten. That is possible. If acheres shoite v'kotten shechted without someone being observing their shchite, it's possible. And now the Tan is moisif. Shema yekalkulu, and therefore lechatchile we will not permit them to shecht, even though acherim goyin oisam. That means even though they're being observed. If they're being observed b'shashchite, so between you and me, I could assume it's a kosher shchite. But if the whole hechsh of the shchite is because they're being observed, a person sometimes could be, he didn't watch, he wasn't attentive when he was looking at the shchite, could be shema yikalku. That means lechatchile, if this is a grade B shaychet, It's not only a great beef. He shechts without being observed as apostle of Shechita. We will not be matter the Shechita. So the Mishnah is telling us that l'chatchila we should not let them shecht even you have acherim royin oisom, they're being observed. And don't l'chatchila you shouldn't use such shochtim to rely on the hashgocha that we're observing them that they're making a good shechita. So the Shema Yekalkalu is coming to tell us a new aloche. If they shechted without a cherem royin oisom, it's you're not allowed to eat from the shechita. And l'chatchile, you should not permit them to shecht ba cherem royin oisom, because Shema Yekalkalu, and they won't chap. They won't chap. One of the two. The Rashba says one of the two. Either others are watching them, and Shema Yekalkul, they'll take a be Mekalkul, they'll see the word Mekalkul, so you're over Baltashchis. You just went and ruined the behemoth. Or Shema Yekalkul v'lava datayu. That means maybe there'll be Mekalkul, and this person was not watching properly. So l'chatchile, don't give a chereshoy to Mekotten the opportunity to shech. Shema Yekalkul v'ashchitosam afilu acherim ro'inoysam. So the Mishnah is telling us, and the Shema Yekalkul is telling us, al-chatchili should not be moysalem lishchait, even though you have acherim ro'inoysam. That is what Rashi says. V'kosha l'perushay. So Tosfos asks, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, do mi seifo shaminolei. It says beferish in the seifo. It says, chutz mecher eshoite vekotten, that's possible. Vekulon, sheshochtu, and the vekulon is zikha going on cher eshoite vekotten. We just said it's a shchita psula. Vekulon, sheshochtu, vacherem royen oison, shchitosum kshera. So it says bidiyevet. It only says bidiyevet. It doesn't say lechatchil you're allowed to do. So this din is enough in the Mishnah. So why do you need a loshin of Shema Yekalkalu to tell me that lechatchile you should not let them shech vacherem royen oison? The Mishnah says beferish. Vekulon sheshochtu v'acherim rein oisam shchitosan ksheir. Vekosha lepirushe da misayfa shaminolo vekulon sheshochtu v'acherim rein oisam de mashme de yeve davke. Period. Veleko lemeima. Now, I would think we would, it's too complicated not knowing the sugya further to understand the pilpul, what Tosfos wants to be mepalpul, falpul, so let's just skip over from the Veleka Lemeima till fine. The Rabbeinu Tam Meforesh. Let's just go to the Rabbeinu Tam. This is Tosfos Kashe. Tosfos assumed the Kulon Sheshochtu is going on Chereshoyte Vekot that B'dievet it's kosher. So the Shchitosan Kshere B'dievet. So I don't need a Shemi Yekalkulu to tell me that B'dievet it is kosher. Not lechatchila. It says beferish in the sefer. The Rabbeinu Tam meforish, the ein meisrin lahem chulin lechatchila lishchait afilu kedei lahashlich leklom. The Rabbeinu Tam said that Shema Yekalkulus told me a different thing, not like Rashi. He told us like this, a person wants to go and kill a behemoth. He wants to give it for dog food. So he has a cotton. So he tells the cotton, listen, you go shech the behemoth. A cotton can't shech. No one is going to watch him. You shech this behemoth. He needs it for dog food. So what's wrong? What could be wrong over here? I mean, you can rely on a shechita, but dogs don't need shechita. So what problem is there? Rabbeinu Tam meforish nein meisn lem chulen lechatchila lishchait afilu kedei lahashlich leklom dilme osi lemiti lahachshir shchitosam. That's the Shita Mekabetz says. If people will see, we have a psachoshe v'yid, a psa-arabhuven, that he goes and takes a cotton and the cotton is shechting his behemoth, and people see, oh, Rabbi Reuven took this cotton to shecht the behemoth. if this cotton is good enough for Rab Reuven, it's good enough for me also. They'll also call the cotton to shecht for him, but they'll make a shrekluch a mistake. Rab Reuven only used him for cloven. He'll use him already for to eat from the shrite. Mitoich sheyiru shemoisrim leh. So memele, that is what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Don't think that there's no problem in using a cotton to shecht for klum. There's a shrekliche problem. People will not understand what is occurring. People will come to a conclusion, if a cotton is good enough for him, it's good enough for me, and a kilkul might come about. So memele, so therefore the Mishnah said, l'chatchili, you shouldn't do it. This is not a proper anhoge, a kilkul might come out. And where do we see such chshoshes? Kidepata lekamon shchitoson mikisui duma osa lemeime shchite ma'al yosehi. Yeah. And Thaisis brings a raya from a Gemara further. There's a Gemara further. This is a havamin in the Gemara, but this is a raya that Thaisis has from that Gemara. The Gemara says further that there's a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, if a cotton shechts, is it a vadai einei zavuach, or is it a sofik? So it's a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says, roiv ktanim are not capable of shechting. So memele, if a cotton shechted, I can assume I have a birur of roiv, it's a posel shechita. Therefore, it's a posel l'shchita. Do I have to make kisei yadam? No. I have right, it's a posel l'shchita. So I don't have to make kisei yadam. I don't have to be frum. Because I have a birur of rov, it's a posel l'shchita. The Gemara says over there, a cotton shechted the aim, am I allowed to shecht in the same day the child? Father gives. The aim wasn't geshachten. A cotton can't shecht. Rav tells me it's a posel l'shchita, so there's no psul of oisev es benoi. That's what Rav Meir holds. The Chachamim hold it's a sofik. I wouldn't advise you should eat from the shchita. Chas v'sholom. It's a sofik. Maybe he made a good shchita. Maybe he didn't make a good shchita. It's a sofik. Fine. So the Gemara had, so the Gemara says, no, if it's a sofik, fine. So when it comes to eat the animal, I'll say, who says it's a good shchita? Don't eat the animal. When it comes to make kisei yadam, maybe it is a good shchita. So make kisei yadam. And the Mishnah, the Gemara understood, I feel according to the Chum, you don't make kisei yadam. So the Gemara asked Sakashe, why don't you make kisei yadam? Mi sofik, you should make kisei yadam. So the Gemara says, no. If you're going to make kisei yadam, so you know what's going to happen? Oh, you make kisei yadam, as a raya cotton can check, or come a kilku. So chazal wa oiker, b'shev al tase, mitzvahs kisei yadam, which meika adina mechuyev to make, maybe people might think it's a kosher shchita, so they were oiker kisei yadam. So you see that this chash, what I'm telling you, if a cotton will shecht, kilkulim might come about, the kilkul might be that people might think it's a kosher shchita, so they were oiker mitzvahs kisei yadam, that people should realize it's a posel shchita. That we see at Eichon Advarim Megi. So Memela, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, so that's Pshat in our Mishnah also. Our Mishnah is telling us that you don't let a cotton shecht afilu leklovim. Shema yikalkalu. So Memela, people will think that it's a good shchita, so Memela, they might eat from the shchita of a cotton. So Memela, so therefore, that's the din of Shema yikalkalu. V'nicha hashta de beinachem reinoisom. So then, the Shem Yikalkul is speaking about that they're shechting without any observation. And forget, the Kulan Sheshachtu is a different thing with observation. It's kosher by the Eved. And here we're talking about without observation. Fine. So I'd like to mention a beautiful vote from the Rosh Yosef. We have here, but let's just learn Elach, the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Shema Yikalkulu. We have here a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. What is Pshat in the Mishnah? Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah is that they shouldn't shecht, even others are observing them, shemo yikalkalu. Maybe they'll be mekalkul the shchita, they'll be a bal tashchis, they won't observe it, shemo yikalkul. And the Rabbi Natam learns pshat, that we're speaking about no one is observing it, and they're shechting alone, and the kilkul is that people might think they're good shochtim, so that's the kilkul. Zokta Rosh Yosef, with this we can understand the two girsois in the Mishnah. Shemo yikalkulu es shchitoson, that's what it says in our Mishnah, and shemo yikalkulu bishchitoson, which we have on the side. So he says as follows. According to Rashi, so the pshat is that they're shechting, people are observing them. Why lechatchila shouldn't they shecht? Shema yikalkulu es shchitoson. They'll make a mice and shchita mekulkul. I someone's watching, so they have a bal tashchis, or maybe they won't observe it. Shema yikalkulu es shchitoson. They're going to make a shchita, not a proper shchita. So shema yikalkulu es shchitoson. It's going on the cotton that shechting. He'll be mekalkul his mice and shchita. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about shechting for clothing. Shemo yikalkulu bishchitosom. That means if they'll be shechting for clothing, so someone will come to make a conclusion that, oh, a cotton is good. A cotton is a kosher sheichet. This shechita can bring about a kilkul to the oilam. They'll think that a cotton is capable of shechting. So memela, according to the Rabbi Natam, the girsa should be shemo yikalkulu bishchitosom. That's what the Rosh Yosef says. Now let us see the Gemara. Hakel shoichtim lechatchile. The loshen of hakel shoichtim, it would seem, is a loshen lechatchile. Ushchitosan ksheira, the yevet. So it's a stiridik. The Mishnah is stiridik. And we'll see later in the Gemara, the kashe, Ravashi asked this kashe. Omar lei rav ache bereide rove le Ravashi. V'chol ha'kol lechatchilahu. Whenever it says ha'kol, it means that it's lechatchile. Elo meyato ha'kol memirim. There's a Mishnah that says that everyone can make a temura. Echad ha'noshim ve'echad ha'noshim. Ochenami de lechatchilu. There you also say pshat. Ha'kol memirim means lechatchile, v'oksiv lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomer oisoi toiv bera, eira betoiv. Now, let us just give a little hakdome, and then we'll elaborate soon as we learn Rashi. The word hakel shoichtim could be translated into a fanim. We could say, hakel shoichtim, everyone is Betoirash shchita. They're capable of shechting. The betoirash shchita, which does not necessarily mean we let them lechatchila shecht. Shechtim can mean they're capable of making a maisa shchita. If lechatchila you let them shecht, it's not muchach. The word shechtim is not muchach that it means that lechatchila we let them shecht. Or maybe not. Or maybe hakel shechtim means everyone lechatchila is allowed to shecht. So Ravashi, who asked the kasha, he understood, for some reason, hakel shoichtim means everyone is allowed to shecht l'chatchila. That's a taich hakel shoichtim. So he had a problem. So the Mishnah starts hakel shoichtim l'chatchila, shchitosam ksheira b'dievet. So the flow of the Mishnah is very difficult. That was Ravashi's kasha. So Rav Ache Berei Darove told Ravashi, I don't think there's a problem whatsoever. Shechtim does not mean lechatchila they can shecht. Shechtim means they're b'toyre shchita, they're capable of shechtim. If lechatchila they should shecht, That it's not muchach that that's pshat in the Mishnah. V'horai, it says hakol mimirim. So it means that everyone lechatchil is allowed to make a tmure shemu shemayim. There's two lavim leyachlifenu v'lo yomeroi soy. There's lavim. So hakol mimirim means everyone can make a tmure. So hakol shechta means everyone can make a baisa shchita. But it does not necessarily ushchita some kshera. So then there's no stira. That was the kasha. That Ravache berei de rove est Ravashi, that means your kasha bechlal is not shver. Now let us see Rashi. Ushritos on ksheiro de yevet betmiya. The koshereshe de mashme dahu de israbe mehakoil lechatchile israbe. From the reshe it would seem that what I marbe from hakoil is lechatchile. Filusayf emashme dechi marbine mehakel di eved marbine lo, avol echatchila lo yisrabi. That is the kasha. The kasha was from the hakel. Now we'll see Rashi that the whole pilpul over here is dependent on the word hakel. Now I'd like to say over the Teferis Yaakov. The Eres Yaakov says pshat in the sugya as follows. He says, Loshin shoichtim yesh leforesh betoyresh shchita. If it wouldn't say the word hakel, it would say shoichtim kol ha-shoichtim, not hakel shoichtim, it would say kol ha-shoichtim, whoever shechts. So then, there's no problem whatsoever. It could mean it's kol ha-shechta, whoever shechta, but there is shchita, shchita osam ksheira b'diyevet. The saying the word kol would not necessarily mean that it's mutar lechatchila. Loshen shechtim yesh leforish b'teirish shchita. Aval loshen ha-kol, if it says ha-kol, loy mashme sheyoyma achakach loshen b'diyevet. Ubeinyin diyevet tnan koil. Now he gives mishalim. Now he says as follows. When it's speaking about a b'diyevetik yeinyin, kol hapsulim sheshochtu. Kol hazvochim shekiblu domo. This is a loshen diyevet. The loshen kol is a loshen b'diyevet. So if we would say that we are marbe from hakol is b'diyevet, so it should have said kol hashoichdim shchitos on ksheira. That would be very good. Whenever it mentions hakol, hakol nemonim, hakol ksheirim, hakol chayovim, hakol soimchim, wherever it says a loshon of hakol, there the mashmois is lechatchila. Lechatchila hakol chayovim, hakol soimchim. That's so. The matter is where you put the hay. If it's, you say hakel, soimchim, it means lechatchila des achiyiv smicha, hakel chayovim, hakel nemonim, this is a lechatchila. When you put the hay on the verb, kolas, or on the noun, kolas vochim shekiblu, kol apsulim, kol hashoichtim, then it's mashme aloshim b'diyevet. That is the crux of the sugya. Does the hey hakel make a different mashmois that it means lechatchila? And Rav Ashi held like that. That was Rav Ashi's kasha, and therefore Rav Ashi had a problem in the flow of the sugya. It says hakel shoichtim, which means hakel lechatchila kenshech, and then right away it says shchitos on ksher. That was the problem Rav Ashi had. Now let us see again Rashi, shchitos on ksher diem. Bitmiya. The kosher reish the mashme dahu this rabbi me hakol. If it says hakol, lechatchil is rabbi. The ilu seif the mashme the chimar bina me hakol. The eved mar bina lo. Avol chatchil lo is rabbi. That was the kash of Rav Ashi. V'ho lekel lemei mekule masnisen lechatchil. Maybe the whole Mishnah means lechatchil. V'chodek toni. It means everyone can shecht lechatchil. And the shchita is kosher. So Rashi says, no, the kivin, the ton hakol shechta, pshita de ksheire. So, why does he have to say, if I'm saying, that lechatchile, everyone, the hakel, whatever the hakel is, malbe, shaykhtim, so it's understood, the shchitos and kshay, so these words are abayuta. So Rav Ache, berei de rove, asked him, b'chol hakel lechatchilu, you have a kashe, whoever says hakel, it means lechatchile, the tikshaloch, Yevakashe, loytucha loyme kula diyeved. And when it says akul, you can't learn that it means teira shchite. V'ochi koma hakul teira shchite neagis bem. By everyone, whoever we marble from dakul, teira shchite neagis bem. She'im shach the ways and absulim the misrabit teit shritosan kshe. Who told you this yisod? That when it says a hakel shaychdem, it means lechatchila hakel teire shchita neheges behem, that the shchita is kosher b'diyev. So I'll prove it to you. I could say a word hakel and it's lechatchila and it's b'diyev. Ela hakel memirim mimotzis lemeim lechatchila yovi behem is chulin eitzel behem is kosher. Can you tell me lechatchila a person can take a behem is chulin next to a behemoth kochim, the yoimar zu tmura zu, you can do such a thing. It's not like that. Now, we have this Mishnah, Rashi explains the Mishnah. What is hakel marbe by tmura? Hakel the tmura meforish osom, lasuye yoiresh shemeima bekorben oviv, laachel mises oviv, tohosom tnan ein memirim bishalachayim. The loch of Tmura is, if you have a kolben, and I take a behemoth chulin, and I said that this should be zu tachazu, so this concept of Tmura is only applicable by a baal hakolben. A baal hakolben can be meimer his kolben on a behemoth chulin. We have to be a baal hakolben. So I would think a baal hakolben means the one who's magdish the kolben. So the Mishnah says, Hakel Meimirim, that even though he wasn't Magdish the Kolben, his father was Magdish the Kolben, that the father died, and now he's the Yoirish of the Kolben, even though he wasn't the Magdish of the Kolben. He could also be Meimir. That's Pshat in the Hakel. But Al Kolponim, there you Zicha have to learn Pshat, Hakel Meimirim, Hakel Bektoiras Tmura. That's you have to learn Pshat. You can't say, you'll have really allowed to do it, Chas V'Shom, it's an Issa Deraisa. Yeah. Toiv tam ra balmum. So that's the Gemara's kashi. So the Gemara wants to prove that what? That hakel could be a loshim b'dievad also. Hakel b'teiris tmure, so hakel b'teiris shchite. And you don't have a problem whatsoever. So let us see the teretz of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, hosom kediktoni time. He says, that Mishnah is not misleading, because the Mishnah continues. It says, Hakel Memirim, Echad Anoshim Vechad Noshim, but then the Mishnah continues, Loi Sheha Odom Rashoi Lohomir, not that a person is permitted to make a Tmura, Elishim Heimer Mumer, but if he made a Tmura, the Tmura is Chal. V'soi V'ges Aboim, they'll get Malkis. So Memele, so Ravashi, was Matre Rav Aches Teretz, Rav Ashi still stuck to his guns, that Hakel, whenever it says Hakel, it means Lechatchile. And you're right. Thereby Hakel Memirim, it doesn't mean Lechatchile. But in order that I should have this understanding, it doesn't mean Lechatchile. The Mishnah was Mefaret. Loi She'odom Rashoi Lo Me'el Shimhei Me'muma V'Soi V'Kasei Boi. Let us see what Rashi says. Hosom kediktoni taima. The oker lakel dereshe. That means the perish that the Mishnah continues. And to explain that, to explain what it said till now, that was oker lakel dereshe. The loy taima lechatchilu. You shouldn't say that this hakel is lechatchilu. Avol hakel shoych, that's that Mishnah. Avol hakel shoych them beduchte koi. But by hakel shoych them, you don't have such a pirish that it means beteire shrite. Dechol kamed loy okele, vetonele sheyapsulim rashoim lishchoit, that it means that they're only permitted to shecht, but they're not, it's not lechatchila, ki da oka hosa mashmad lechatchila rabinu. So that's the mashmois. V'hoda toni shchitosan ksheira, the mashmad yebe. So now Rashi explains the Mishnah in Temura. Lo isha odam rashoi. Don't think that a person is permitted to make a Temura. D'chsib le'yech lifenu. V'reisha hochi koma. So therefore, when the Mishnah elaborated and explained, lo isha odam rashoi lohomir, so pshat in the reish is hochi koma. Hakel toiras Temura. So then, now I know pshat, that's pshat hakel teres tmura nehegizbem. V'hod etone bereisha hakel memirim bitzach leisu lefrusha eloish odam rashoi. So now Rashi is sakasha, so why did the Tana say a misleading loshen, and then he had to be marich in the Mishnah to explain that we should understand that this loshen hakel memirim is different than all over. So Rashi says, Loshen atanoim uzeh kemoi hakol shoichtim, hakol soimchim. It's a Loshen harogul that they say such a Loshen, hakol chayovim. Hilkach, hoche hafo gavdu tzrich laharich leshin atanas leshayne. Even though the Tana had to be marich, he wanted to stick to this Loshen. So he said, hakol memirim, but then he explained right away, lo yishodom reshoi. Mumer nitfeses hashniye, the second one also gets a kedusha, or shteim kedushas, both of them are kodesh. V'soife ges arboim mishum de loyoma. He gets malkis als the love of loyoma. I'd just like to mention for 1 minute a beautiful vote from the Madura Basra. The Madura Basra is medayik, the loshen of Rashi. The two lavin by tmure, lo yachlifenu, v'loyomi roise. Now, let us look at Rashi, Dibra Masrul. Let us look at Rashi, Dibra Masrul, Loi Shaha Odom Rashoi. A person is not permitted to make a Temura. Dechsiv, Loyach Lifenu. So Rashi says you're not allowed to make a Temura, because it says Loyach Lifenu. Then Rashi says, V'soifi Gesa Eboim, you get Malkis, Mishum Lav de Loyomer. Because of the love of Lo Yomer. So the Madura Basa asks, very modern, now to do it, because Lo Yachlifenu. You get Malkis, because of Lo Yomer. It's a little modern. Taisus asks Akashi, you get 80 Malkis, for both love. But Rashi is very interesting. So the Madura Basra says, and it seems this is a Gemara Masechtas Temura, that Emerson, L'chayre, you should get Malkis on the love of Lo Yachlifenu. But the reason you don't get Malkis is because it's a love hanitik le'esei. What's the essay? V'ho yu'ut merosei kodesh. That the Kobe becomes kodesh, that's an essay. So you don't get Malkis on the love of Lo Yachlifenu because it's a love hanitik le'esei. But a love hanitik le'esei, an essay can only be menatik Malkis from one love. But from, if there's two lavin, you'll get malchus as the second lav. So memele, that's a gemara in Temura. So memele, so Rashi is very good. Rashi said, Rashi thought of, you're not allowed to do it, says le'ach lifenu. A lavin it takes for all practical purposes. I think it's maybe the Shagasayin, the Rabbeinu Tam. But, poshet, it's a lav. You don't get malchus from it. So Mamela, so Rashi says, you're not allowed to do it, als lo yach lifenu. It's a lot. But when it says, soife ges arboim, so then, Rashi says, you like it, mishum lav de lo yom. That's what the Madura Basra says, pshat and Rashi. Now let us go, so fine, so where are we up to now? So the Baal is, Ravashi yes the kasha, the hakol shoichtim, zloshen chatrila, shchitosim sheiriz, b'diyeved, it's stiridik. So Ravache Berei Verove told him, Anshudik Hakol Shechtim does not necessarily mean Lechatrila, just like Hakol Memirim is not Lechatrila. So Ravashi told him, Anshudik, Hakol Shechtim is Lechatrila. Hakol Memirim is unique because there the Mishnah explained, Loi Sha'odom Rashoi, Lohome Oshim Home Mume. Fine. Okay. So Memele, Ravashi is still sticking to his guns. without an elaboration, hako shayfle means lechatchila, and we have a problem. I'll bring you a different raya that you're wrong, that it could say hakel, and it's also b'diyevet. Elo, it says like this, hakel marichim, everyone can be marich, that means can say erki olai, erich ploini olai. The Torah says there's different arochim, in different ages, if a person's, there's a different erech for different ages. Hakel marichim. Everyone could be marich, and the nether is chal. And he's mechuyev to be mekayim the nether. That's one hakel. There's a second hakel ne'erochim. That's a second. That everyone can be a nerach. And we'll see the chiddush over here is, that even though he's a mukeshchin, and he doesn't have any monetary value whatsoever, but there's a din, elchin is not totally in monetary values, hakol nerochim. Fine. Now there's a third thing. Hakol neidrim, everyone can make a nether, vahakol nidorim. Now, so memela, so we have a hakol. Hochi nami de lechatchilet. Are you going to tell me that lechatchila you're allowed to make nedarim? V'oksi v'chisecht al linda la'yia b'chochet. If you'll stop making nedarim, you won't have a chet. But if you make nedarim, you're going to have a chet. V'oksi, it says, aposek toiva shaloitida mishetida v'loitishalim. Vesanya toiv mizeh u mizeh she einoi neide kalika divre rameya. We'll see how the droshes go in Rashi and Tosis, but let's just learn the Gemara. Rav Meir learned out from this posik, the best thing is not to make a neder. Rav Yehuda oimer toiv mizeh mizeh neide u mishalem. Rav Yehuda says, no, the best thing is if you make a neder and you pay it up. Vafilu Rav Yehuda loikoma ela ba'oimer harezu. That's dafke by harezu. Not, he didn't make any obligation on himself. He said harezu kolbin. So then Rav Yehuda holds that lechatchila. One says this. This is lechatchila dikan hoge. Avol oma harei olai loy. But if a person said harei olai, so then, Afila Rav Yehuda is moide that one is not permitted to make a neder. Now, let us just, before we elaborate, explain the Gemara, but let us just understand one thing. The Gemara just proved now, everyone agrees that a person is not permitted to make a neder harei olai. I'm achayiv myself to give X amount to Hegdish. Everyone agrees, Sai Rav Meir, Sai Rav Yehuda. It says a Mishneh, Hakel Ma'arichen. Everyone is Ma'arichen. Does that mean everyone is allowed to be Ma'arich? I'm sorry. Sai Rav Meir and Sai Rav Yehuda, the person is not allowed to make a neder. Not allowed to do such a thing. Hakel Noidre. Does that mean everyone is allowed to make a neder? They say, Sai Rav Meir, Sai Rav Yehuda hold, you're not allowed to make a neder. So al kochoch, Saravache Bayakev, and here it doesn't say Lo Yishodah Meiner Resha. You see, the Tanna realized, Hakel Marichin, Hakel Noidrim, means everyone is Bekoyach to make a neder. But does not mean Lechatchila, you're allowed to make a neder. So Memela, so that's the Teretz. So again, Rav Acha Bayakev is saying the same shtick Teire, Rav Ashi and Shuldik, Hakol Shoichtim does not mean that everyone is lechatchila permitted to shech. No, everyone is betere. They can make a shchita, but if you're allowed to do it, shchita some kshere. But the evidence good. That's the Teretz of the Gemara, and he proved it from this Mishnah. Now we're going to learn Rashi to understand the Pshat in the Mishneh and the Hichoches, what Rav Meir holds and what Rav Yehuda holds. Let us see Rashi. Hakel Marichim. Now what is Pshat Hakel Marichim? Hosam Beforish, the Gemara says, an Erchin Lasuya Mufle Somuch Leish. Now what is the Taish Mufle Somuch Leish? Zot Rashi, it means two conditions. Cotton. Hayedeya lahaflois. Kotni Yedele, the Sheet Mgetzah says, Kotni Yedele, Haflois Ulaforish, he's capable of explaining L'shemi Noda or L'shemi Higdish. He's capable of explaining this. So that's called, he's a Mufle. He's able to be Maforish what he did. Number one. And that's called Mufle. Ve'im Samuch Lepirkayu, if he's close to this man of godless, Kigoin ben yud bei shone v'yoyim echot, he's 12 years old, dvorov kayome, af api shadayin kotten wad yud gimul shone v'yoyim echot, even though he's a kotten till yud gimul shone v'yoyim echot. Now, I'd like to mention Ashtikul Ha'ore on this Rashi, if my deek is true, I don't know, but I had a tremendous problem with this Rashi. Al Kaponim, there is a din of a neder of a mufla ha-samach le-ish, and then there's a neder when he becomes an ish. A mufla ha-samach le-ish means that before the year before godless, he makes a neder, And the neder is chal if there are two conditions. Number one, he's knowledgeable. You ask him, does he understand pshat in the Torah, what he's doing? You give him an exam. He answers all the questions right. That's number one. Number two, he could be an ili by 9 years old also, but the neder is worthless. He has to be a year before godless. Fine. Now, Rashi says, now this Yud Gimel, I have news for you. Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechot is also a cotton. You don't become a godel by Yud Gimel Shana. You need two things. You need Shonim and Simonim. You need Tzaris. Why did Rashi say Ad Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechot? There is now. I think that Rashi holds like the Rambam. I just like to mention. For 2 minutes, the Shitas HaRambam, and then say Pshat in the Rambam, and could be this is Pshat in Rashi also. The Rambam, Perik Yud Aleph, from Hilchus Nedorim, Alocha Aleph to Dalet, the Rambam says as follows. This is a Mechudish Tikka Rambam, which is not a Dava Muskim. Koten ben Yud Bei Shone V'yoyim Echod Shenodroi, Shenodar, so you question him, v'shoyel anoisoi, miyedeye l'shem minoda, fine. V'imloi yoda, ein b'nedorav klum, u'tzrichin b'dike kol hashone kule. The whole year, this 12th year, when he makes a neder, before we do anything, we have to ask him, the whole year, you have to ask him if he knew pshat in the neder, fine. That's alocha aleph beis. Alocha gimel, V'acher hazman hazeh, shenimtza haben ben yud gimel shon neviyay mechot, af al pi she'amru, he flunked the test, now already the yestem started asking him, he flunked, he didn't know, af al pi she'amru enonu yoydim l'shemi nadarnu, devreyim kayomim. That means this whole din of mufle, he has to go through a bechini, you have to ask him, does he know b'shan, this is the year before yud gimel. From Yud Gimel, there's no din of mufla. Va'af al pisuk the Rambam, va'af al pishaloi hevi beis haris. Even though he didn't bring beis haris, that's called higia lo'inus hanedorim, and then he's finished. There's a whole tumult. What's pshat in the Rambam? I just saw a gavucha. I saw a masas moishim mesechtes psochem. That he wants to say something very interesting. He says as follows. He says, there are two protim that make a person a godel. There's shonim and simonim. He says, but they're two distinct inyonim. He says, when someone becomes a ben yud gimel shonim, he's nase a godel bedas. That means in intelligence, in das, whatever, a kotn is a la bar das, and then a godel is a bar das, the das he acquires with shonim. Well, even though without simonim. He don't need simonim for the das. But without Zamanim, he's not called an Ish. Kolzman Shalai Hevi Beisaris. So that's a simen al bagris haguf. The beisaris means that the guf is developing already. Then he's called an ish. But there's two inyanim. There's das and there's ish. When it comes to onshim, chiyuvim, you have to be an ish. So there it's not sufficient. He's a bar das. He has to be an ish also. But he says, nedorim is unique. Nedorim, you don't need to be an ish. By nedorim, igil oinus ha nedorim. So Memele, you're, as long as he has das already, you don't have to, he doesn't have to be a mufla. That's how the Masas Moshe says pshat in the Rambam, and the Ritas Divrei Rashi would seem that, afa pishadayin kotnu, ad yud gimushan v'yemechot. I mean, but till yud gimushan v'yemechot, you need to be, he has to be a mufla. After yud gimushan v'yemechot, he doesn't have to be a mufla, but ish you don't need. Okay, now, That's Hakel Marichin. Zot Rashi, what does Marichin mean? Teres Marichin Aleihem. Here's the Teres Marichin. Shim Omar Elki Olai. So we're talking about the Hakel is Marbe Amufla Somachlish. Shim Omar Elki Olai, Eirech Pleini Olai, Nidre Kai. The Neder is Kai. Va'af Al Gav, the cotton who Zeh Hanoida, even though he's a cotton, Chayiv Litein, Kefishonim Shal Nerach. But the Neder is Chal, and how the years of the Nerach, that's how much he's mechuyif to give. Vadomim Tzuvim, Beparshe. Now, there's a big problem in this Rashi. Let's just mention the problem. Rashi said a Shrekla Chazach over here, which the Minchas Chinuch does not understand Rashi at all. Rashi says, we're talking about a Mufla Somachlish. Now, a Mufla Somachlish can make a Neder. Now let's talk about a poshita case, and let's speak about what Rashi said. Let's speak about a poshita case. A mufla hasomach leish, he's 12 years old, and he said, kiker ze olecha koinam. That means he got angry with someone, he wants to ask this kiker on someone, he says, kiker ze olecha koinam. That it's also to you like a kol. So, he since he's capable of making a neder, the neder is chal, the kiker is a koinam. If that person will have hano from this kiker, he's over the isurim nedarim. I mean, the neder was chal, he's over. But when we're talking about, so we cannot do the two inyonim. The cotton can make a neder, and the neder, lagabi abal chiyuve, is he's also to have hano from the kiker. But here, when Rashi is speaking about ma'arichim, that the cotton said another, I'm going to give the erech ploini. Fine. But what is he now? He's a cotton. The nether is chal. The nether is chal, he's a cotton. So I would say that the nether is chal, but then now there's no chiyuvim on the cotton. So it's negeya that when it'll become a godol, the nether is chal. So now it'll become a chuyiv. That means the nether, the chiyuv, and the nether are two different things. The nether is chal now, but since he's a cotton, he's not mechuyev to pay for the nether. There's no chiyev on a cotton. That's what I would say. Rashi says, let us just see Rashi. Rashi says, im omar erki olai, v'erech ploini olai, nidroi kaim. The nether is kaim. That's gevaldik. Ah, al gav the cotton who ze hanoida chayiv litain, even though he's a cotton chayiv litain. So if Rashi would say lichsheyagdil, that would be very good. But the mashmois of Rashi is chayiv litain now. So this the Minchas Chinuch has, he doesn't understand such a thing. How can there be a chiyuv on a cotton? A cotton is a lav b'chiyuv. Fine, this is a horror. Hakel ne'erochin, yesh lahem erech. Now, everyone has an erech. Va'afilu mukeshchin, what is the chiddush of hakel ne'erochin? Afilu ha'mukeshchin she'eina yishoveklu, limocher b'shuk, he doesn't have any shavius whatsoever, any monetary value. Yesh le erech ha'kosov b'parshe, but there's an erech. V'im omar al atzmoy erki olai, If he said, this Mukeshrin said on himself, Elki Olai, Oy Oma, let us say the Rishash's Girse, Oy Oma Olov Ache, or someone else said, Erech Mukeshrin Ze Olai, Loi Amrinon, Hoyel Vidomim Ein Loi Erech Nami Ein Loi, we don't say, since he doesn't have Domim, he doesn't have a value, there's no Din Erech, we don't say that. That erech is the shavius of elchim is not totally in a monetary value. The Torah gave different arochim for different ages. So memela, so even though he's a mukeshchin, there's still a concept of nerochim. Hakol neidrim, demei olai, or demei ploini olai. Neidrim means, he said, my value, or demei ploini olai. Awesome, of course, this is not Chiddush whatsoever. The idea of Misna Hakel Nidorim, Tonanami Hakel Nidorim. Hakel Nidorim, called Odom Hashove Klum, that has any monetary value, Yesh Loi Domim. Vim Omar Dmei Olai, Oy Omar Olov, this is the Rishash's Girs, Oy Omar Olov Achar Dmei Ploini Olai, Noisin Lafima Shunim Kabeshuk, Vafilohoya Nidose Pochis mi Ben Chodesh. That doesn't have an Erech. Va'omar, and someone said, on this Tinnik, the May Tinnik is a lie, Yitain Domo, Afabisha ain't Pochis mi Ben Chodesh, Nerach, Vim Omar Elki Yalai Potter Miklum, Shlai Nosna by Teire Erech, the Teire is no Erech by Pochis Ben Chodesh, the Sim Ben Chodesh and Ben Chomishonim, Domim mi yesh loy lefi shavyoy, bim omar betoyres domim, noy sein domim.